molasses, and I learned to make molasses. Learned how to skim them and to know when they were done, and put them in a keg or a barrel or something, and learned to measure them up and keep down the gallons when he'd put them in the barrels and things, and help him that way. And yes, I learned to make them.
That's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Daddy used to call me a little tomboy.
He did.
Anything he started at, I had to do. Whatever Daddy done, I had to do it. Or my brothers. It made a difference. He called me a little tomboy. Well, Mama used to call me nosy. I want to stick my nose in everything. Well, come on here. You come up here and stuck your nose in it, and I'll come on and learn to do it. Well, I learned to do things that way. I guess it's a good thing when my brothers left home while my daddy was crippled, and I was a help to him.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me go out and hitch up the team to the wagon, go with him down in the woods. Sometimes I'd go by myself, drive the team down them hills and up with a load of wood. That was fun to me.
I bet it was. Oh,
fun.
Yeah.
I didn't have sense enough to know when to get tired. I just kept going. I liked it.
Yeah, you liked it. Didn't
and
you?
Ride horseback. Uh-huh. My horse wasn't going to walk around under me. He had to get up and get going.
Oh. Well, now, you were telling me about, though, earlier about pancakes. What would people pour on their pancakes?
Molasses.
They'd use molasses?
Yes, ma'am. And then they used to buy a syrup.
Uh-huh.
But I forget what they called it.
Well, what
different
is,
names, but I have forgotten.
What is the difference between molasses and syrup?
Well, the molasses are thicker.
I see.
They are from a pure cane, and this other syrup, they put something else in it and make it thin, and it doesn't taste like our molasses.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They put something else in it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's
now,
manufactured somewhere else. The molasses is the real thing, and they're thick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Now, if you were buying molasses and you wanted to make sure that it was the real thing.
And you tell them you wanted a gallon of sorghum molasses.
Uh-huh. Now, would you tell them that you want it to be genuine?
If you said sorghum molasses, it was generally that way when I was coming up. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You hardly ever saw, hardly ever in the stores you saw another brand of syrup or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was generally pure sorghum.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to even ask them if it was
No, I could look at it and tell. That's not pure sorghum molasses. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know the difference in sorghum molasses and syrup? I said, because I've helped to make a gallon. I know what I,
and so
when
know,
I look at it,
you,
I know.
You could look at it and tell if it was
Yes, ma'am.
Genuine.
Uh-huh.
You can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, now if something like salt, do you ever remember that salt, that they would weigh it out of a barrel? Can you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
In
the grocery store.
In the grocery store.
Yes, ma'am. I remember when they weighed out salt. You needed so many pounds of salt for killing hogs or something,
yeah.
They'd weigh it out of a barrel.
And
most of the time, though, they'd bring it in big sacks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Most of the time, though,
my father bought it by the barrel to take care of his meat.
Like, when they weigh it out of the barrel like that, when it's, you say it's being sold.
Yes, ma'am.
Just say, they call that selling it
to the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so send so many pounds to each farmer.
Mm-hmm.
But
when something's not in a package, instead of it being packaged up, would they call that selling it loose? Have you ever heard them calling it burning?
Yes, and when you put it in the bags, that would be taking it out of the barrel and put it in the bag, and that would be called loose.
Loose, that's what I was wondering about.
Loose. Uh-huh.
Now, would that be the same as being sold in bulk?
No, it wouldn't cost as much that way.
Oh.
You buy, say, 10 pounds of salt to you, 10 pounds to me, 10 pounds to him, 10 pounds to them.